thousands of families who are out of their homes right now waiting to get back in as firefighters try to put out the flames. Governor Schwarzenegger says if the worst happens, he wants those families to know they'll have help.
We will waive replacement fees for birth certificates, driver's license, and all kinds of other important documents.
This fire is still burning totally out of control, but cloud cover is helping firefighters today. Sherry?
Among the homes threatened by flames right now, the one made famous in the movie E.T. President Obama is urging Americans not to be alarmed by swine flu, but he says they should get vaccinated and make preparations just in case.
We need families and businesses to ensure that they have plans in place if a family member, a child, or a co-worker contracts the flu and needs to stay home.
The president also says the economy is recovering, and he cites the Institute for Supply Management's new report showing manufacturing output up for the first time since the start of 08. So what happened on Wall Street today? The Dow plunged 187 points. Apparently there was a rumor that another big bank was about to fail.
The fact that a vague rumor could cause such a pronounced sell-off in the market indicates the pervasive nervousness that's out there.
UBS Financial's Art Cashin. Ford sales jumped last month due mostly to the Cash for Clunkers program, pending home sales also up. Stuck on vacation with nowhere to go.
We're in a game room now, so we're playing Scrabble. They have a movie on. They told us to stay in. They said they have a hurricane room if it gets really bad.
Lee Mondello in Cabo San Lucas says Hurricane Amenia moves in. She says she only booked the trip there because the travel agent assured her, promised her they never, ever get hurricanes. Again, the Dow down 187, NASDAQ down 41. You're listening to ABC News.
With so much controversy out there, I've just got to read this to you. It's good news. Marvin North of Dallas, Texas writes, I heard Paul Harvey extol the virtues of your ocular nutrition 2 years ago. Since then, I've been using your product and the macular degeneration has slowed down in my right eye. I would have had to retire if the macular degeneration had not slowed down. My life would never have been the same. Now I can be self-sufficient and self-supporting. These vitamins have truly been a gift. Thank you, High Health and Paul Harvey. You've been hearing success stories like these for years. We now have a reliable study that shows that taking vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, and zinc combined slows down the progression of advanced macular degeneration up to 25%. All these nutrients plus lutein come in one easy-to-swallow capsule. Isn't it time to order your ocular nutrition? Call 800-686-2299 today. That's 800-686-2299. Call now.
Washington has come up with a new list of guidelines to deal with a major health problem, and this time we're not talking about swine flu.
The government says we can curb the child obesity epidemic with some common sense changes. The Institute of Medicine and the National Research Council suggestions include zoning restrictions to keep fast food restaurants away from schools and playgrounds, also limiting TV and video game time for after-school programs. One fix that is working: a walking school bus program in Somerville, Massachusetts.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Big stack of correspondence between the British and Scottish governments has been released in connection with the release of the Lockerbie bomber, but they don't really shed any new light into politics and how it played a role in the possible decision.
Various letters show that British officials determined that there were no legal obstacles standing in the way of returning Abdel Basset al-Megrahi to his native Libya. And others show that Britain never made a binding promise to the U.S. to keep the convicted Lockerbie bomber jailed in Scotland. Also, some indicate that only the Scottish government could ultimately decide whether to send al-Megrahi back.
ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk in London. Federal authorities have begun selling Bernie Madoff's homes to raise money for fraud victims. First on the auction block, the swindler's Long Island beach house, then his Manhattan penthouse, and after that, the estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Among the features of the Long Island home, panoramic views of the Atlantic Ocean, Indian art, even get Madoff's golf clubs. This is ABC News.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Brecher. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Yesterday, the foster mother, today the foster father of missing 5-year-old Hassani Campbell is being released from police custody. No charges filed. But police say both foster parents still are suspects. The cost of fighting the California wildfires is $106 million and rising. The state has applied for federal grants that could reimburse 75% of those costs. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
Crash for the Bay Bridge, westbound 80 at the incline section. Two vehicles clearing from the right lane. Metering lights are on. You're backed up to about mid-lot. Livermore, east 580 after North Livermore Avenue. Overturned vehicle into a ditch about 50 feet off the roadway. Mancini Sleep World invites you to celebrate Labor Day with no interest until 2011. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com for details. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, Terry Rouse, KJO Radio News.
Bay Area weather, mostly cloudy over the Bay tonight. Partly cloudy inland. Temperatures around 6. This is News Talk 810 KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, we're going to check the economy here by looking in your your husband's underwear drawer. That's right. This is a serious article. This is a pressing economic question. When will the recession end? As it says here, look inside the American man's underwear drawer. Now, a lot of ways of judging the economy. This one's kind of clever. Here is a theory. Sales of men's underwear are stable. One of the more stable things going. Why? Well, it's a necessity. And men seem to buy, I'm not like this, but it says here the average American male has a very regular cadence to when and how many a pair of underwear he buys. When severe financial strain ensues, men will try to stretch the time between buying new pairs and causing a predictable dip. Right? The Men's Underwear Index, or MUI, has a silver lining. They predict here that next year's men's underwear sales will fall by 0.5%, and as with many economic indicators, showing a decline, a slowing of a decline can be welcome as a step in the right direction. They talk to Sears here. They have all kinds of retailers weighing in. And in terms of other kinds of things, and we've done this before, usually makeup sales are good during economic downturns, but this time, no. Estee Lauder chairman, he looked to lipstick to help them, you know, help them weather the storms, and he believed that women were looking for small indulgences to lift their spirits during tough economic times, and the theory hasn't held up this recession. You can go back into the Great Depression. Makeup did okay. Antidepressant sales, they're up. Sleeping pills, up, but nothing else as intimate as underwear. Men buy an average of 3.4 pairs in a year. The proportion of men buying single pairs at a time, and here it is, increased from 5% to 8%, and that's it. And the share of men opting for packs of four fell slightly, indicating shoppers trying to save money. You needed to know that. This one you don't need to know, because if you haven't heard this already and you do hear it, you will not shake it. It's like an earworm. You will not get it out of your mind. I cannot help but do it because it's the most bizarre. I guess I'll call it like it is. Call it what it is. It's a sexual fetish. And Heather is never, never going to go to the bathroom on a hike again the same way as she describes it. Me too. You heard this case? He pleaded no contest to trespassing in 2005 for hiding in a pit toilet in National Forest property. The judge ordered him to seek some help for whatever drove him to climb down there. He has been caught again, and he's in federal court for climbing into pit toilets. And the story how they busted this guy is kind of hysterical. You can go look it up online. He admitted he was in the toilet. He said he dropped his shirt and climbed down to retrieve it. Back the first time in 2005 when he got caught, he said he wanted to retrieve his wedding ring. Of course, they cleaned out the pit, screened the contents, and they found no ring. He admitted that he has gone into outhouse pits more than twice. He says he never took photographs or videotaped people using the toilet. He would hide off to the side, and somebody saw the guy climbing out of it, a kid. And that's how they busted him. And this particular point in time, they saw that the toilet was pulled to the side, and they saw a man pop out of the hole, and they saw a man who was completely wet leave the restroom. The floor of the restroom was covered. You can imagine what it was covered with. And in 2005, he got popped. A 14-year-old girl was using the pit toilet. She heard... I'm sorry. She heard noises below. What would you do if you're sitting on a pit toilet and you hear voices coming from the depths? She looked down and saw him looking up at her. They hosed him off before he was arrested. The sheriff's deputies saw to that. If this is real, this has got to be the most bizarre thing, at least in the last month. Okay, gather my resources here. Serial monogamy. It's a term I've heard. These are men who go from wife to wife instead of just getting it over with and accumulating a harem. That's called polygamy. Here is a New York Times piece on undermining the Darwinian-minded perspective on that, about human mating customs. And they've contended that serial monogamy is just a socially sanctioned version of polygamy. Right? It's funny, isn't it? It's okay to have a string of wives. And I've had sort of a string myself. And yet it would not be okay if I gather them all in the house at one time. I'm having some... As I reflect back on it after this article, I realize that's a funny little twist, isn't it? Conventional evolutionary psychology says that a man who goes from one nubile spouse to another is like the sultan who hoards the local maidenry in a single convenient location, simply seeking to maximize his reproductive fitness. Women are not thought to be natural serializers. Yeah, a gal may date around when she's young, but once she starts a family, she's assumed to crave stability. Well, not. Here's some research from UC Davis looking at non-Western cultures. And they found a particular culture here where the Pimwe people in Africa, where the women are as serially monogamous as the men. And how do I describe it? I don't want to get into too much detail here, but they've been following these people for 15 years. And they have found that the greatest reproductive payoff from serial monogamy was always thought to accrue to the man, but it doesn't. The women, too. And that the women who go on and have lots of husbands, they seem to have more of an advantage for their children. And this is a particular culture that is very different. It's a tough, tough, tough culture. And that women, when they do this, they are protecting their children, and the children do better when the woman's had a few husbands in a row. And the men here can drink too much beer and get a little out of hand, so it's very important when a woman can be able to do this. So it isn't so automatic that it's only men who are serial monogamists. All right, here we go again. This time, Institute of Medicine National Research Council suggesting we should tax junk food, we should tax soft drinks. I think it's crazy. I don't know what you're going to call junk food and how much sugar does it have to have in a soft drink to be taxed. And some of the things I do like, they say, give tax breaks to grocery stores that open in blighted neighborhoods, build bike trails. They say limit TV and video games. Yeah, how are you going to do that? It's the one thing most parents are most intimidated about. Remember that report which found if you ask parents the thing they'd be most afraid to do? I mean, we're the bosses. We're supposed to be the bosses. But a lot of parents are very intimidated. You don't want to tackle your kid and get them too ticked off at you. And taking away their TV or video games seems to be the hardest thing that parents can do. It says here this is a menu of options. They're not telling us what to do, but there's a menu of options that we can do. And they say you look at tobacco, and large increases in taxes, they think, has been very effective to reduce use. Yeah, I know, but this is different. You can't just... I don't know. There's got to be another way. There's got to be another way. You got to tax steaks also. You got to tax people in the amount that they eat. Weigh their plates when they go to a restaurant. Tax them when they don't finish their food. That's wasting food. I just don't see this as viable, but we'll see. Here's an interesting study. You don't often see studies from Iran in the medical literature. This is a new study of Iranian researchers about Viagra. That's right. They looked at veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, these veterans, it has to do with a war with Iraq. And they found, indeed, Viagra did not work on Iranian veterans who were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. It didn't help them. No more effective than placebo pills. And this isn't a British Journal of Urology, and I find this fascinating, but when I thought about it, it makes sense. And this is my way of helping you understand what this medication is about. You see, for Viagra to work, you have to supply the sexy thoughts. When you do that, the nerves release nitric oxide. It's complicated. You know how it works. It prevents the reuptake of it. But nevertheless, you have to supply the sexy thoughts. Sexy thoughts, you can't just automatically turn them on. If you're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, you may have trouble because of your anxieties developing those kinds of thoughts. And as the doctor here says, this is a clever way of saying it, but in men with PTSD, the problem originates further upstream in the central nervous system, you see, and alters, I think, the release of these impulses that don't go down the spinal cord to where they're supposed to. All right, here's a piece on the, I'll do that one next. On the age of fathers and mothers and the risk of autism, it was found, how was that study done? We reported a year or two ago that the older your parents are, the more likely you are to have autism. This particular study finds that the greatly increased risk of autism with older fathers especially is not as great as the first study found. I think this is much ado about nothing. They found, looking at 18,000 kids diagnosed with autism, the range, let's say about 1.8-fold greater risk to kids born of older mothers and older fathers. The numbers run around 1.4 times higher to 1.9 times higher, where the other study found it a little higher. This is nitpicking. The point is, why do older parents seem to have a higher rate of autistic kids? And these are the kind of things, these are leads, these are not answers. This is leading us to try and look into this because maybe we'll figure out what's going on there. Certainly, this has nothing to do with vaccinations, and we're just going to have to study it. I wish I had the answer and could tell it to you right now. Here we go again. Routine screening for prostate cancer has resulted in more than 1 million men being diagnosed with tumors who might otherwise have suffered no ill effects from them. And this is this whole debate. There are more and more doctors jumping on this bandwagon every day saying that screening for prostate cancer isn't helping men. You may catch a few serious cancers, but you're causing needless worry and expense for the majority of men who are getting treatment for tumors that are growing too slowly to do them any harm. And let me give you a number here. You got to diagnose 20 men and treat them for every one man who might benefit. So that's 20 men who are likely to wind up with incontinence and erectile failure for one man who might benefit from the treatment. That's the easiest way I can bring this to something sensible. Because all current forms of treatment can cause side effects and often do. And then you have cancer, and there's a lot of anxiety and feelings of vulnerability that go along with that. And there's people without health insurance who go broke. Treating prostate cancer doesn't need to be treating. We definitely think you should not screen men over 75, but doctors still disagree with all that. And I just don't know what to tell you, except that it's humbling. It's just humbling. Let's talk quickly about breast cancer. Big report out today. 40% of breast cancer can be prevented. That's right, it's a preventable illness. It's like so many others. It's just most people don't want to do what we know can prevent it. Keep a healthy weight, drink less alcohol, exercise more, breastfeed your babies. That's enough. They reviewed 81 studies linking lifestyle and cancer, showed 70,000 breast cancer cases could be prevented in the U.S. alone every year. And that's just some of the things we know. I could add to that list of things we know. Let's see. Some genes, and that's good, by the way, and that's going to be, and genes don't automatically give you a breast cancer. Genes may increase your susceptibility to some of these things. And so now they're looking at that. But once again, there are things you can do. Many women feel just absolutely helpless about it. But if you're serious, there's some stuff. All righty. You heard those ads. Remember, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend chewing gum. And if you're going to chew it, dentine, right? Well, chewing gum. How about this one? Chewing gum can get you out of the hospital sooner? What? What's that about? I'll tell you. And more. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-377-8148. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-377-8148. 1-800-377-8148. 1-800-377-8148.
Are the red patches or itching driving you crazy? Do you have psoriasis or eczema? The UCSF Psoriasis Treatment Center is conducting research that may improve your psoriasis and eczema. If you have psoriasis or eczema or know someone who does, this service may help and it's free of charge. Call 415-476-6281. You must be aged 18 years or older. Call 415-476-6281. For more information, go to kgoradio.com/UCSF study. That's kgoradio.com/UCSF study. This study is conducted by the UCSF Psoriasis Treatment Center, and if you have psoriasis or eczema or know someone who does, this service may help, and again, it's free of charge. Call 415-476-6281. Once again, that's kgoradio.com/UCSF study for more information about this study conducted by the UCSF Psoriasis Treatment Center.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Sue. How you doing, Sue? Sue? Sue, Dr. Dell here. You're on the air, Sue. Still going once, still going two. All right, Bill, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. I'm in Northern California. I've got a son in Southern California. He's suffering from chronic myelogenous leukemia. He was on Gleevec, and then he started drinking a lot, and he's off it. Right now, he's got a nosebleed he can't stop, and his body is bruising. And I'm wondering how serious is this, and we understand he's very close to death, but we can't get much information.
Yes, that's interesting, isn't it? I assume he's not a minor anymore, and all these new laws, these privacy laws, which drive me crazy. If your kid is 18 or older and in the hospital, they won't tell you anything about the child. It's protecting their privacy, and the kid has to sign a release form. So you should make sure you get that done so you can keep up with this. Well, listen, this is not that ominous. This depends. I mean, I can't answer that question exactly. That's something you should discuss with the oncologist when you get permission to do so. But bleeding is common in blood cancers, and it has to do sometimes with platelets. Platelets are very important. Platelets are what begin the process of clotting and stopping a person from bleeding. So when you have something that's affecting the places in the body where blood cells are made, it squeezes out platelet manufacturing, and when you get a drop in platelets, you can get an increase in bleeding. There may be other reasons also, but in general, that's what you keep an eye on, and they often will do platelet transfusions when a case warrants it, depending upon how long it takes for his blood to clot. And that's what the bruising is about. In other words, when you and I, you know, tap our arm or run into something, we don't always get a bruise for the slightest little bumps. But you'll notice that changes as you get older. You bruise a little more easily. And that's because of fragility that the little blood vessels have and other factors. So when you develop bleeding disorders, one of the first things people will notice, even besides other than bleeding, is easy bruisability. And they just start to bruise. So every time they take blood, they're going to be a bruise. Every time he bangs into the side of the hospital bed, etc. So I think the most important you can do is get a hold of the doctor and get the proper form signed so you can keep up with what's going on with your son. Laurie, Dr. Adele here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, when do you know whether to go out, whether to see a doctor about a possible infection, or how do you know if the body is going to be able to just fight it off on its own?
Yeah, good question. What kind of infection do you mean specifically?
Well, it looks like I've got something from a hangnail, and it's not really getting much better, but it's not getting much worse.
That's a tough one. Usually those are bacterial infections. And there are two kinds of infections, medical infections and surgical infections. And most people don't understand these differences, which creates a lot of confusion. Surgical infection is when there's pus. And a surgical infection, as implied, means that medicines are not likely to help it. Because when you have a little abscess and you take an antibiotic, the antibiotic goes in your tummy, gets absorbed to your bloodstream, gets diluted way down, and then that diluted antibiotic in your bloodstream goes to the edge of the abscess, and then we're expecting the antibiotic to magically float across the abscess and kill those germs in the middle of this, pus-filled pocket. So a surgical infection is treated with surgery, but that means we cut it. We make an incision and drain out all the foul fluids, and then the body has a chance, and then antibiotics can help stop it from spreading any further. In general, the thing you can do for surgical infections, that's where you see redness, where you suspect there's swelling, is hot soaks. Hot soaks bring more blood to the area. Hot soaks will also help skin break down over an abscess and help it drain by itself. Now, what you're describing, if it stays stable, I'd hang in there. I'd try some warm soaks. And if it gets any worse, then I would see a doctor, because once a hand infection gets going, they can be a bear to treat. There's so many little places for infections to hide in these little layers of the hand and the tendon sheath. So you don't want to let a hand infection go as far as, say, an infection on my thigh. I'd let get larger than a finger or hand infection. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. I want to talk to you about how chewing gum will get you out of the hospital sooner. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Oakland police say they are convinced that the foster parents of 5-year-old Hassani Campbell had something to do with his disappearance. Lewis Ross and Jennifer Campbell were jailed on Friday but released this week due to lack of evidence.
Father of 22-year-old Oscar Grant, who was shot and killed by a BART police officer on New Year's Day, has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against BART. Grant's mother has also filed suit. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 185 points at 9,310. The S&P 500 dropped 22 points at 998, and the NASDAQ lost 40 at 1969. ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico for Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the 60s at the coast to the mid-80s inland. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
When Mark and I got married, we didn't have two nickels. He was still in school. I worked at a bookstore. And we'd head to Lucky every week with a ridiculously small food budget, and we'd make it work. We were crazy about each other, and we were happy.
Lucky's reputation for low prices goes back to 1935, when we opened our first store in Alameda. Look for our famous key values, and you'll save even more off our already low prices. Our Sunny Select and Sunnyside Farm products deliver big brand quality for less. And in our Max Pack aisle, you'll find club store savings without the extra trip.
We've never lost those careful shopping habits that we started at our neighborhood Lucky. We still shop at Lucky. We're still crazy about each other. And our house full of teenagers inhale any food that comes into the house. And we're still happy.
Lucky is committed to low prices when you need them most.
Labor Day must-haves are at must-buy prices right now at Lucky. Sweet white corn, six for a dollar. Fresh Express complete salad kits are buy one, get one free.
Hi, I'm Rich Walkoff. How would you like to live in a community where every home site has a view of the sea and sits on a champion 27-hole golf course with prices from just $30,000 with in-house financing and no credit check, so virtually everyone qualifies? Well, you can live the dream in Mexico's Baja California, where more Americans retire abroad than any other country in the world. El Dorado Ranch on the Sea of Cortez is just 2 hours south of the border with an American developer and title insurance. El Dorado Ranch. An affordable, eco-friendly, gated community with security 24/7, an on-site medical facility, plus fishing, tennis, swimming pools, and miles of white sand beaches. Escape to the good life and have it all for only $1,200 a month with a housekeeper. For a free informational report on why Baja, call 1-800-211-7400. That's 1-800-211-7400. El Dorado Ranch. Come for a weekend. You might just return for a lifetime.
The moratorium to delay foreclosures is over.
The FTC announced a program to shut down loan modification scams.
Warns consumers about loan modification companies claiming to be attorney back. Middle-class families now find themselves struggling to pay
the mortgage crisis deepens in California with no end in sight.
The foreclosure crisis continues. And if you need a loan modification, it's crucial that you contact a licensed attorney to review your situation. But watch out for groups pretending to be government organizations, for brokers that charge a fee up front, and for groups that are attorney-backed. I don't even know what that means. I'm attorney James Parsa. I'm in good standing with the State Bar. The Parsa Law Group will fight hard to lower your payments. Call now for a free evaluation.
Call now, 1-888-805-8606. 1-888-805-8606. That's 1-888-805-8606. Attorney James Parsa is licensed by the California State Bar. Each case result varies depending on applicable facts and law. No guarantee, warranty, or prediction is offered regarding the outcome of your particular case.
Spiders are yucky.
Spiders are yucky.
Termites are yucky.
Termites are yucky.
Reptiles are yucky.
What do you say?
Who do you call when you got bugs?
Who do you call when you got bugs?
Clark, we need you. Clark, we need you.
Get rid of the yuckies. Call Clark Pest Control today at 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU or at clarkpest.com. Thanks, Clark. We needed you.
Thanks, Clark. We needed you.
Hey, I just said that.
The Bay Bridge will be closed from Thursday, September 3rd to Tuesday, September 8th, with no access for Friday commute. Visit baybridgeinfo.org for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. We were just talking about this the other day. Now, if you go in a hospital, and if you open up somebody's belly and you just touch their intestines, they just shut down. And then you have to wait until that person, and usually, I don't mean to be facetious here, doctors and nurses keep coming in the room and saying, have you passed gas yet? If you pass gas, that means the intestines are starting to contract and you can go home. They will not let you home until that happens. I'm sure you've all come up against this. Well, this study in women who have a C-section. Now, remember, when you do a cesarean section, you're opening up the belly. You can't help but shove some guts around. That's enough to shut it down. Well, they found that chewing gum got women out of the hospital a lot faster, leading Egyptian women producing gas. What can I say? And maybe the act of chewing, they think, sets off a nervous system response and releasing digestive hormones that stimulate bowel activity. And, of course, the benefits of a shorter hospital stay should not be underestimated, especially in a country with limited healthcare resources. I said coming from a university in Cairo. So another good thing. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend. Okay, let's talk to Steve. How you doing, Steve? Welcome.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Quick question. I've been reading a lot of articles about microwaved food and how bad it is for you and all the problems it causes. Is this just a bunch of, you know what?
Yeah, well, you know something? I tell you, I would ask you where you're reading those articles, and that'll give you an answer. It is a total bunch of hooey. There, a matter of fact, we've done a couple of studies recently. We've reported, I don't have them on the tip of my fingers right now, finding microwaving is better. Microwaving preserves more nutrients, higher vitamin levels, healthier veggies, all right? And if people are afraid of, I mean, the claims, they get kind of crazy. People don't understand what microwaves are. You know, they think it's radiation and it makes the food radioactive. Or maybe the waves from the microwave oven are somehow leaking out. Even if they weren't leaking out, they wouldn't harm you. They'd warm you up a bit. But microwaves simply just shake up subatomic particles and make heat that way. And it's no different than boiling or cooking your food in other methods, except that it actually is better because anything that heats food will destroy some nutrients. And microwaves are, first of all, they're convenient, gets more people to eat veggies. So I, once again, Steve, without asking you where you're reading all this stuff, just that's it. If you see, you know, here's the way I work it. If I see a crackpot article on a website or in a magazine or a newspaper, that's it. I stop subscribing. I don't go there anymore because you can't trust them. They can't trust them. Because this is a kind of a simple issue, and these days people get so hysterical so easily. We are all so neurotic and fearful, and that's another story. We actually talked earlier in the week about some interesting studies about how fear and negative stuff gets to us easier because of our nervous systems. You know, fear helps us protect ourselves. So, you know, if there's 10 of us, and we're a tribe, and it's Neolithic times, and one of us is really kind of a freaky, scaredy-cat person, that person just might pick up the footsteps of the lion, right, who's going to kill us. And so there's a certain part of this that has to do with being fearful can also save your life. In the modern world, it backfires on you. All right, let's talk to Sue. Sue, you there?
Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a quick question. I can't drink cow's milk because I get severe GI distress, so I drink soy milk. But I'm wondering now, should I be drinking rice milk because of the link with soy and breast cancer?
No. First of all, the GI thing, I mean, are you lactose intolerant? You know what it is that's causing your problems?
Well, I hate using that term, but I suppose that's what you would call it, the gas and the diarrhea and...
Yeah, yes. Soy versus rice milk. I guess for an adult, I would go with what you prefer and what tastes better to you. Soy as a food is not, I mean, it's so funny, you know, in the beginning, everybody came on with soy as the miracle solution to all our health problems. And I used to always raise the question of hormones. I mean, if soy is such a powerful herb, as women started taking it to help the menopause and help them be more of a woman, I go, what does this mean for kids who are drinking soy milk? And now for a very strange reason, for one of the first times I can really see this happening, I've seen this happen, is something the darling of the health food set, they all turn on it like hungry vultures and just start creating unrealistic criticisms of soy. So soy pills, extracts of soy, I would not take. Soy as food is fine. All right? And there are all kinds of things you can do if you want to try and fight your lactose intolerance, but you know, I think you'll be all right. Talk to Dave in Idaho. How you doing, Dave? Dave, you there? Dave in Idaho. Dave in Idaho going once. Let's talk to Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Hello, Dr. Dina. I have a question regarding hepatitis B medication. My son has been infected with hepatitis B at birth. Now he's 23. His lab tests for function, for liver function, are normal to 10 to 15% above normal sometimes. And his viral load is 60,000 to 90,000 viruses copies. And the doctor has prescribed him Baraclude to take indefinitely. And I'm concerned about potential side effects that can be severe, like kidney damage, even liver damage, if he takes it long term. And right. I don't know if I should wait. Maybe better medication will come, you know, in a
Well,
few
do
years.
You should, I mean, do you have a concern that hepatitis B can cause a lot of damage also? I mean, you have to take that into account. It's not a pleasant disease. And we're not quite sure what happens because sometimes you don't know. Some people seem to recover from it. And if the body doesn't mount an effective immune response, you become a chronic carrier. And they are at an increased risk of developing cirrhosis of the liver and cancer of the liver and all kinds of things. So, you know, I find a lot of people want to quickly focus on the negatives, on the side effects of drugs. It's like saying, you know, I don't want to drive my car because you can have an accident. You know, we have to accept these risks. Baraclude is the latest treatment that the FDA has approved for treating chronic hepatitis. It actually inhibits the function of the virus itself. And yes, there are side effects. Like every drug, I would wait and see if he gets any and adjust the dose accordingly. And we're not really sure how long he should take it. So there is a chance that he could get away with just a short period of time. So if I had it, I consider that to be the most advanced advanced drug for it. And once again, think of some of the horrible things that could happen to him if he didn't treat this drug. And those, you know, some of those things cause death. So drug side effects versus death, what would you pick? All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
It's tough for a small business to stay competitive today. That's why we're a client of Administaff. I'm Christopher Smith, a partner in Arrive, a management consulting firm based in Seattle, providing thought leadership and great relationships to our clients. Whether it's employee training, regulatory assistance, or even retirement plan management, Administaff customizes everything to meet our specific needs, which has absolutely contributed to our success. We estimate our ROI with Administaff in the $250,000 to $350,000 range, which is just huge for a company our size. At Arrive, giving smart advice to our clients is what drives our success. But Administaff plays a big part too. So here's a tip. Unless you're already in the business of HR, signing with Administaff is a no-brainer.
Arrive is just one of many recent Administaff success stories. Let's get started on yours. Call us at 877-273-6007 and visit Administaff.com for the chance to win $100,000 for your business.
Hi, welcome to Chase.
Hi. Yeah, I've seen your branches popping up all over town.
Yeah, we're new to California.
Well, I run my own business, and, you know, lately I've been getting the same old from my bank. I could use a change.
Well, you're in the right place. Chase has been helping business owners for over two centuries.
Wait, I thought you said you were new.
No, we're new to California, but we've been doing this long enough to know what business owners want in a bank.
So, how can you help me?
Well, for starters, our free business checking has free online bill pay and free account alerts. And our business specialists are here to address your needs.
Great.
Yeah, and your deposits are backed by FDIC insurance, so you know your money's safe. By the way, what business are you in?
Oh, landscaping.
So, you came in to see if the grass was greener?
Yeah, just stick to banking.
Chase may be new to California, but we're not new to what matters to business owners. Visit a branch or go to chase.com/CA today.
Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Today, millions of Americans struggle with diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and diabetes. The heartbreak and the hardship can be devastating. But innovative biomedical research offers hope for patients everywhere and provides 500,000 California jobs. So we look to leaders like Senators Feinstein and Boxer to support policies that encourage innovation in biomedical research for patients, their families, and our state's economy. Call 202-224-3121 today. Ask Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer to support life-saving biomedical research and protect thousands of good-paying California jobs. Your voice can make a difference. Biomedical research. It's not just the future. It's life. Paid for by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Cooper in Carmel Valley. How you doing, Cooper?
Hey, Dean. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I wanted to add on to the chewing gum hospitalization study. I saw some evidence or some research in the past that showed that there were ingredients in chewing gum, I think sorbitol and xylitol, that could increase flatulent rates of chewers. So I was thinking maybe it's more than just the chewing aspect, and I'm wondering if that could be part of it.
That ain't bad, Cooper. That ain't bad. And what he's referring to is that if you take a lot of these sugars, which, by the way, are, I mean, even though we consider them to be sugar, you know, sugar substitutes, they are natural, found in the natural kingdom in fruits and things like that. A lot of it doesn't get absorbed. Anything not absorbed in the large intestine attracts fluid and can create gas and movement of the intestines. And I would put your theory up there as valid as what they're saying in terms of a reflex. The thing is, there is kind of a reflex we used to call the gastrocolic reflex. And anyone who's had a baby knows this. They eat, and then all of a sudden, and that moves through toddler years and even beyond, eating stimulates the other end of the digestive system. And I don't know that it's just chewing. I always thought it was just food that got into the stomach. So the Egyptian doctor is saying it's just maybe a chewing reflex. I think, Cooper, you got a better theory. So I'm putting your theory up to the top of the class. All right, let's talk to Dave in Idaho. You back?
Hi, Dr. Deandell.
Yes, sir.
And are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. About 5-6 years ago, I started getting these like boils or cysts on the inside of my thighs, right up around my groin and in between my groin and my rectum. And the doctors had me change my pants, change my soaps. I used antibiotics. I shower at least two times a day, and they're very persistent. And they get some of them I've had as big as tennis balls. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that you might know that can help me with this?
Well, sure. Let's talk about this. Any doctor give you a diagnosis? Because there is a condition out there that I think you have, and you probably should write this down. It's called hidradenitis, and the second word, superativa. So forget the second word. Hidradenitis, H-I-D-R-A. D, hydrad, E-N-I-T-I-S. Now, this is a condition that affects armpits, groins, other areas of the body with repeated cysts and boils. And the normal things you use to go after this kind of stuff doesn't work. We always recommend hot soaks and all that kind of thing. And you might consider switching from shower to bath. A lot of people have gotten help because when those things start to form, a little extra warmth and increase in blood flow might help it. But if the doctors think that's what you have, the treatments can be a little bit different in that some of the newest thinking, by the way, is replacing the germs that are normally on your skin. So the question is, what are the germs that are causing this? You need to get some of the fluid from one of these cysts. It needs to be cultured. It needs to be looked at. And indeed, in some centers, they are putting on your skin. They sterilize your skin and put new germs on there. So the inhabitants, the normal inhabitants of your skin are different, which might help because where are these germs coming from? They're not coming from your bloodstream. They're coming from the skin and burrowing in your pores somehow and starting these infections in down by the sebaceous glands. So see if you have that. I'm going to bet that is indeed what you have. See a good dermatologist or infectious disease specialist. And sometimes removing, if you remove the cyst surgically, just remove it with the capsule, you're removing an area that is repeatedly gets infected, and that can help. I've seen people remove patches of skin from areas that are sensitive. So the point is, this is a very tricky and difficult disease, and, avoid irritation in the area. If you've, gained a lot of weight and you got a lot of skin irritation, you want to avoid that. Dryness is important, a whole bunch of things, all right? But we got to get a diagnosis down first, all right? I'm Dr. Dean Dell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK.
Ask us why President Obama and your lender say you don't need us. Would you jump into shark-infested waters alone? If you need a modification that lowers your mortgage payment, you need a company that you can trust. Not your lender, some law firm or mod company that has an F rating with the Better Business Bureau. My name is Harvey Gart, and I own Mortgage Restructuring Solutions, which has helped hundreds of families lower their payments while earning an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Mortgage Restructuring Solutions puts its 100% money-back guarantee into each client's contract because our negotiators are that proficient. We even show you actual results we achieve for our clients. No other company can offer you what we can. If you need help, please call us today at 888-688-4188. Your home is too important to you and your family. Don't make the mistake of entrusting some law firm or even trying to do this yourself. Call us today at 888-688-4188. That's 888-688-4188. 888-688-4188.
Hello, Ehart Pulley here. Art comes from the unconscious, but I do not want you to miss the Sausalito Art Festival. Therefore, to make you present and conscious.
It's the Sausalito Art Festival. Three big fun days. Labor Day weekend with 20,000 works of art, gourmet food, fine wine, fun for kids, and great music.
This is Jan Wall, and this is one terrific festival, the fabulous Sausalito Art Festival. Give yourself the gift of great art and rock on.
Extend your summer with three more days of summer fun, art, food, wine, and great music. Saturday, see Night Ranger, the English Beat, and Tainted Love. On Sunday, see Johnny Winter, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Mary Mack and Living Like Kings. And on Monday, Labor Day, see Jefferson Starship, Canned Heat, and see Quicksilver Messenger Service and Big Brother and the Holding Company. Take the ferry, ride your bike, come and enjoy the Sausalito Art Festival, sponsored by the San Francisco Chronicle, KGO Radio, and Molly Stone's Markets.
This is Randy Mancini of Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to celebrate Labor Day with no interest until 2011 on select purchases. This is our way of saying thank you for making Mancini Sleep World the best place to buy a mattress. We asked what you wanted, and we listened.
It's important that I have a comfortable mattress, that it's high quality, and that it's affordable.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that needs 8 hours of sleep every night. Raising a family is tough, and the right mattress is important.
My husband and I had our old mattress for at least 18 years, and it was definitely sagging in the middle. And I would sometimes toss and turn all night long. Ever since we've owned our new mattress, I no longer have chronic back pain, and I have more energy to do the things that I enjoy. I feel years younger because I'm free of the aches and pains that I had before.
Come see what we can do for you at Mancini Sleep World. Visit sleepworld.com to find a store near you for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
In Hopland?
Yep. Go on, John. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My daughter's worried about aspirin. She thinks it causes Reye syndrome in kids, and maybe it does, but she's trying to get pregnant. She's worried about the fetus problem. Could it have any effect on the fetus?
Well, Reye syndrome has to do with kids after they're born. Effect on the fetus, I wish I could give you a definitive answer. I think it's okay. There have been a bunch of studies. Some have found increase in cleft lips. Some have found increase in heart abnormalities, congenital defects. But overall, just as many studies find an effect as don't. I think it's a draw. I wouldn't take a lot of aspirin. And at the end of pregnancy, you definitely don't take aspirin. Take aspirin in the third trimester. You're looking for trouble because it causes bleeding. And you don't want to go into having a delivery with a lot of aspirin in your system. So overall, no drug should be taken by a woman during pregnancy without talking to her physician. And you take as few drugs as possible. I would say if definitely taking aspirin all the time or in high doses, avoid it. An occasional aspirin I don't think is going to cause any problem in the first trimester or so, although you may see some doctors who disagree. Either way, the important part of that is the effect isn't huge, you see, and I think that's what you really need to hear. All right, let's talk to George. How you doing, George?
Dr. Dell, I'm taking the sports supplement that Lance Armstrong takes, which is FRS, and it has an active ingredient such as flavonoid, antioxidant, quercetin, and capsaicin. And I'd like to see if there's any clinical trials indicating that there's any side effects.
Well, aren't you more interested to find out whether it works or not?
Yeah, it does taste like a lot of sugar at first, and it worked the first time. The second time, it seemed like my body acclimated and it performed.
Yeah, you can't evaluate this yourself, George. Come on, that's 200-year-old thinking. You can't take something and see if it works because your mind will fool you all the time. If you believe Lance Armstrong takes it and it contributes to his fitness, then you're going to feel like you're fitter. There's no evidence any of that stuff does anything, or every athlete in the world would take it. It's so easy to prove and disprove this stuff. And we've done a lot of these studies. We take an athlete, we put him on the bicycle ergometer, you give him the magic supplement, and you see how long it takes him till exhaustion or how much oxygen they use, and compare it to a placebo. And so that's how I would challenge you. If you were a relative of mine, I'd take some of these pills, I'd empty out the capsule and fill some of them up with sugar and some of the real ones and then see how you do. What is it you're after, George? Are you an athlete?
Yes, I run marathons, triathlons, and supposedly it makes the mitochondria bigger.
Oh, yeah, I know supposedly a lot of things. Supposedly, according to some people, the Earth is flat. But, George, we're talking about science here. By the way, there's nothing there I think that'll harm you, as far as I can tell from what you shot at me. But, you know, there are no supplements that have been found to actually, objectively, and scientifically help athletes. Because if they did, they'd probably make him illegal. Yeah, you got to look at it that way. But so if you want to spend your money, it's fine. You know, support Lance and help out the cause here. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. Join us in the next program. Till then.
Fellow insects, welcome to the state of California.
Yay!
They call us invasive pests. Why? We invaded California!
Yeah!
So let's hear it!
We're here and we're hungry!
For the vineyards, orchards, vegetables, and trees! Here are the light brown apple moths. How many grapes did you wreck today?
A ton!
Hey, Gypsy Moth, tell us!
I never met a tree I didn't like.
Okay, gang, let's go infest California.
Infest!
We can fight invasive pests. Learn how at www.hungrypests.com. That's hungrypests.com, because they're here and they're hungry.
You said it.
A message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
You know what it's like.
Coffee.
The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Barb's watching her favorite band from the stage. What you can't hear, aside from her racing heartbeat, is her complete shock that she won this with Scrabble at Subway. Barb's not the luckiest gal. From the training wheel debacle of 78 to the wedding incident of 09, her life's been one unlucky coincidence after another. But with millions of winners, even she won with Scrabble at Subway. Your favorite sub could win you cars, cash, trips, even VIP experiences at Live Nation concerts. Play Scrabble at Subway, where winners eat.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 10-409. For rules and eligibility, go to SubwayFreshBuzz.com.
The former Miss California says, Sue, Sue, and the former vice president goes, Poo, Poo, and we've got them both. You love these people, right? KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News.
2 o'clock.
I'm Charles Gibson. Some of the many wildfires burning in Southern California right now have calmed a bit. Others still threaten thousands of homes. ABC's Alex Stone has been tracking the fires in the hills above Los Angeles.
Charlie, firefighters here are making progress today. The leader, Commander Mike.